That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. Tori non le shenje, Oluwa, Olorun ti wa. Tori non le shenje, Oluwa. Ele she ele wi, ele wi ele she baba, tori non le shenje, tori non le shenje, Oluwa. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. Our God is not a man that we say a thing and change it. Our God honor his word above his name. Our God is the one that said a word, he says a word, he spoke into the atmosphere and made sure that it come to pass. Our God is the one that says that nothing that comes out of his mouth will go unfulfilled. That is your God, that is my God. What he says, that is what he will do. Is not a man that will lie. Father, we thank you, we bless you. Because you are Jehovah. Because you are God, you are not man. Hallelujah. Oluwa, beti wilo mari. Beti wilo mari. Ani beti wilo mari. Laye wa o beti wilo mari. Eyiti ewi ni pati wa. Beti wilo mari. Beti wilo mari. Olorun wa beti wilo mari. Beti wilo mari, Olorun wa beti wilo mari, eyi ti e so ni pata wa. Beti wilo mari, eyi ti e so ni pata mi. Beti wilo mari. Beti wilo mari, aye raye o beti wilo mari. Beti wilo mari, Olorun wa beti wilo mari. Eyi ti e so ni pati wa. Beti wilo mari. Daddy, we thank you. As you have said it, as you have declared it, as you have decreed it concerning us individually and collectively, so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we welcome you into our midst tonight on this mountain of power. Daddy, we say, let the kingdom come. Daddy, reign supreme over this gathering tonight. Daddy, we receive open heavens upon us, oh God, tonight. Daddy, we pray our coming to the throne of grace tonight. We will not return the same, for we will receive mercy and we will get grace so that we can get help for our need at this dangerous time, at this wicked time, at this perilous time. Daddy, mercy to get grace for help. We receive in your presence tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we have come, O Lord, Father, boldly unto your throne. Daddy, we ask for the forgiveness of our sins, sins known and unknown, sins of omission and commission, presumptuous sin, O Lord, deliberate sin, O Lord, strategized sin, O Lord. Daddy, forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness, for you cannot behold unrighteousness in us. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, anything that will not allow you to behold us and even to listen to our prayers, that will make our prayer to be so sour in your hearing, that we say, forgive us in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lived up his soul to vanity nor sown deceitfully. The same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek the face of God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates of neighborhood, O ye gates of city, O ye gates of county, O ye gates of state, O ye gates of nation, O ye gate of our father's household, of our mother's household, even of our in-laws, and even where we find ourselves, the nation that we are. Oh, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's armies. He is the King of glory over our gathering today, individually and even collectively, in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, as we will decree your word into our lives, as we will declare what you have said concerning us. Father, that purpose, that promise that you have given unto us, that word that you have spoken into our lives, Father, as we decree it, O Lord, so shall it come to manifestation. There shall be performance of them all in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our lives will be full of testimony of all that you have spoken and that we are going to decree tonight. It shall be evidential in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God, for you will reward us according to the word that says that you are the rewarder of them that diligently seeks you. Daddy, we have come to seek your face tonight. Diligently, we have come again, even tonight, O Lord. Daddy, reward us every second, every minute we are going to spend in your presence on this mountain tonight. Father, reward us accordingly in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you, we worship you. Forever your name be praised, O God. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible passage that God laid in my heart for today is the book of Jeremiah chapter 30. We will go through verse 1 to 22. But before we are going to raise prayer point from there, before we go, we want to thank our God. Almighty God, we thank you for being favorable unto us and unto our household, in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 85 verse 1 says, Lord, you have been favorable and have dealt graciously with your land. You have brought back the captivity of Jacob. Our Father, our God, we thank you for being gracious to us. since the beginning of this year till today, the seventh day in the month of September 2023. We give all glory to your name in our lives, in the life of our family members, both far and near. Father, we say thank you. Jehovah God, we thank you for your words and promises to restore our fortunes this ninth month of the year 2023, the month of September, that you have declared unto us, the month of restored fortunes. Father, we appreciate you. Forever we will worship and adore you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 126 verse 1, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Almighty God, by your infallible words and unbroken promises, we thank you because you will cause us to be like them that dream. As you restore our fortunes in this month of September and forever, it shall be permanent in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Beloved in the Lord, God has said it, so he will do, because he is Jehovah, according to that song I sang earlier. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. We have to take our God as his word, because he honors his word above all his name. According to Psalm 138 verse 2b, that says, for you have made great over all your name your word. This means that God's mighty intervention in fulfillment of his word, of his promises, surpass everything, anything he has done prior to his word. Do not be confused, my brothers and my sisters, about this, because God is the word and the word is God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, according to Epistle John 1:1. So he exalted his word, and he is exalted also, because God is the word is God. The sum of his word is true, therefore he cannot lie his word. His word has been tested and found to be true, according to Proverbs chapter 30 verse 5a, that says, every word of God proves true. That is the God you are serving. That is the God I am serving. That is the God we have come upon, even to call upon tonight on this mountain. Therefore, fellow brethren in the Lord, believers in Christ, going through the month of September, let us hold on to the word, promises of God for us. Let us hold on to what he said and declared unto us, because his word he has exalted. He will not permit his word to fall to ground in your life and in my life. He will uphold and sustain his word in our lives, in the lives of our family members. To him be the glory forever, because he says so. According to Isaiah 55 verse 11, he said, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that the word of God for us this September will not return to him empty, concerning you, concerning me, concerning us, his people, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God's declaration for us this month of September will accomplish his desire for his purpose in our lives, to the glory of his name, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I decree and declare that God's word spoken concerning you, concerning me, concerning our family, concerning us, his people, this month of September, we achieve the purpose for which he sent it into our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Believe God's words and declaration for us this month. Don't doubt it. And you will receive the fulfillment of his word. And you will be blessed by his word. If you do not believe his word, my friend, you cannot see the performance of them in your life. This is a powerful revelation by the word of Elizabeth to Mary in the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 45. When he said, "I'm blessed, spiritually fortunate, and favored by God, is she who believed and confidently trusted that there will be a performance of the things that were spoken to him, to her, by the angels sent from the Lord." You must believe God by his word. You must take him by his word. You must know that your God is not the type that will just open his mouth without purpose. God always sends his word with purpose. Him sending us this word this month, that this is the month of restored fortune. Take him. Expect that to come to pass in your life. Regardless of what the enemy will be posting, will be throwing at you this month of September, hold on to the word of God against what the enemy is doing. Let me tell you, be in expectation for the performance of that which God has declared concerning us, concerning you, even this month of September. Because let me tell you, manifestation can only come if by you having the expectation. If you don't have the expectation, there is no coming forth. There is no fulfillment and performance of that which God has declared. I decree and declare that you and I are blessed, spiritually fortunate, and favored by God, for we believed God's word for us this month of September. We are not going to doubt the declaration, what God has said concerning us this month of September, our month of restored fortunes. We are not going to doubt God for that, for he has said it, so it shall be. And we will be blessed by the word of God, physically and spiritually. Oh, we will be the envied one, because there shall be performance of what God has said, even unto us this month of September, as we believe him and trust in him. I decree and declare that we are blessed, favored, and we are going to be heavied by the unbeliever, because we confidently trusted the fulfillment of what God has said concerning us. That which God has said, has spoken concerning you, concerning me, concerning us, his children, this month of September. So we be performance of them, so shall it be that we shall witness the fulfillment of restored fortunes in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Sisters and brothers, our text chapter for tonight, Jeremiah 30, reveals that God is indeed a favorable, merciful, and gracious God. It shows that God cannot be angry forever with us, his people. His treasure. We are God's treasure. And we are the ones that he created for his glory. According to Isaiah 57:16, that says, "For I will not contend forever, neither will I be angry always. For if I did stay angry," this is God telling us that he can never be angry for us, with us forever. He cannot stay angry always against us forever. Because if he does, our spirit will faint and be consumed before him. And his purpose in creating our souls will be frustrated. That is Isaiah 57 verse 16. You can read it. It says, "For I will not contend forever, neither will I be angry always. For the spirit of man will faint and be consumed before me, and my purpose in creating the soul of man will be frustrated. And also in Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 12, God sent his word. He said, go and cry out to the people of Israel, to my people, this word of hope, that they should get out of that hopeless a situation. They should be hopeful because God is coming to return to them. As they return to him, he will return to them. He said, therefore, go and say to Israel, O Israel, my sinful people, come home to me again, for I am merciful. I will not be forever angry with you. Beloved in the Lord, the word of Jeremiah are often of dark prophecies. They know him, they will say prophet of doom. But no, even from this very, very chapter, you can see that he prophesied about the hopelessness situation of the Israelites, that hope is coming for them, for God is about to restore their fortunes. He said that prophecy of destruction for Judah, because they willingly betrayed and disobeyed God, which is a foreshadow of the coming judgment of our God. I was telling somebody, Jesus came like a Lamb of God. According to that word of John, that see, behold the Lamb of God that came to save the world. But his returning is coming back as a judge. But at the same time, God loves us so much. He treasures us. He cannot be angry. And that's why we must not hold it unto ourselves. We must tell somebody about this love of God. We must let them know that once they return to God, God is ready to accept them. Jeremiah prophesied hope and restoration of Judah and Jerusalem, the people of God. I don't know that hopeless messages we have been hearing before now. I don't know that hopeless messages you have been hearing. Tonight God is bringing unto you and unto me promises and word of hope and restoration. According to this chapter of Jeremiah 30, I decree and declare that God's promise of hope and restoration tonight cancel all messages of hopelessness in your lives, in my life, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God's words of hope and restoration swallow every negative and hopeless word spoken by the enemy of our soul. Tonight, they are swallowed up even by the word of our Lord, by the word of hope and restoration in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 30 verse 3 says, for the time is coming when I will restore the fortunes of my people, Israel and Judah, and I will bring them home to this land that I gave to their fathers. They shall possess it and live here again. Almighty God, by your word, this is the time. Now is the time to restore our fortunes, O Lord. For we are your children. I want you to pray, Father, now is the time. Now is the time, O Lord, fulfill this word in my life. Restore my fortunes. For I am your child, O God. As you have spoken, as you said in Jeremiah 33, Daddy, this is the time, O God. Restore my fortunes, for I am your child in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we pray for the body of Christ. This is the time. We are the one that you bought over with the priceless blood of your son, Jesus. Daddy, restore our fortunes, O Lord, because we are your treasured people in the name of Jesus. Almighty, favorable God, restore our fortunes, for we are Israel and Judah of today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Almighty, merciful and gracious God, take us back to the place you have given to our fathers and make us possess the land in the name of Jesus. Oh, we say the faith of our Father. Oh, when believers in Christ, we decree a thing and it shall come to pass. When they worship the Lord in truth and in spirit. Oh, when they step into a place, they possess it for God. Daddy, help us, oh Lord, believers of today, oh God. Take us to that foundation of our faith, oh Lord. Take us, oh Lord, even to our physical land that belongs to us that the enemy has taken. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Jeremiah 30, verse 4 to 7. says, now these are the words the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Thus says the Lord, we have heard a terrible voice of panic and dread, and there is no peace. Ask now and see whether a man can give birth to a child. Why then do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in labor? Why have all faces turned pale? Alas, for that day is great. There is none like it. It is the time of Jacob's unequaled. Another version will say, it is the time of Jacob's trouble. Extraordinary trouble. Is that not what we are facing in our lands today? In the nations of the world? And permit me to say, even in Nigeria, where I came from, is that not what is happening? The voice of terrible things happening in the north, in the south. We've had terrible voice of panic and dread. There is no peace. But let me tell you, my brother and my sister, our God is still a faithful God. Look at what he said in verse 7. Though the terrible time has come, the distress in the land, his people will survive. The last sentence on that, verse 7 said, but he will be saved from it. Regardless of what is going on, the Lord promised our salvation, our deliverance. I decree and declare that going through these tough and terrible times in our world, by the mercy of God, you and I will survive it. We will be saved in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are of them that call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says, and those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We and our family, we will survive this terrible time. We will survive this time of terrified voices, panic of voice, of dread and fighting and destruction. We will survive this time because the mouth of the Lord has said it. That said about, he will be saved from it. So I decree and declare that going through these wicked and dangerous times, by the mercy of God, we and our household will not be destroyed along with the wicked one, even at this time in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, judgment has started. Judgment will begin to unfold against the wicked ones in this land, and God will wipe them. He will use his broom of destruction even to sweep them out of our land, to sweep them out of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. Jeremiah 30 verse 8 to 10. It shall come about that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break the yoke of your neck, and I will tear off your bonds and force apart your shackles, and strangers will no longer make slaves of the people of Israel, but they shall serve the Lord their God, David their king, whom I raised up for them. Fear not. Hallelujah. O Jacob my servant, says the Lord, not be dismayed or downcast, O Israel, for behold, I will save you from a distant land, and your descendants from the land of their captivity. Jacob will return and will be quiet and be at ease, and no one will make him afraid. Hallelujah. That is the word of God for you and for me, as it was for the people of Israel, for Judah and Jerusalem of that time, of the time of the Bible. Because the word of God is settled, already settled, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just as God himself is the same yesterday, today, and forever, the word of God can never be changed, because God cannot change. Believe the word of God. See yourself in the word of God. Our God is a deliverer. He is able to deliver us from our strong enemies, from the wicked ones in our world today. Psalm 68 verse 20 says, God is to us a God of deliverances, and to God the Lord belongs escape from death. Beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord, it is very important for us to believe in God for our deliverance, even at these evil times, so that we will not turn to other God for safety and salvation. Psalm 78 verse 21 to 22 says, Jehovah heard them and was angry. The fire of his wrath burned against Israel because they didn't believe in God or trust in him to care for them. You see what they brought to themselves. Let me tell you, God wants you to believe in him absolutely. God wants you to trust in him, taking care of you, regardless of what is going on. Don't murmur, don't say nonsense thing to God because of your present situation. The Bible says that God heard them and was angry. God can hear even the thought of your heart. Because of that, fire come against them to burn them because they did not believe in God. I decree and declare that regardless of what we are going through at this hard time, we will not make God angry with our murmuring, and we will not cause the fire of his wrath to burn against us by we saying nonsense things because of what we are passing through. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, no matter how difficult and hard time we may be passing through, we will believe in God still and trust in him for our care and for our safety at all times. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. According to Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 8, I pray, Almighty God, make today our day of deliverance from hardships and captivities, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, as you have said it, break the yokes of the wicked ones off our necks, in the name of Jesus. Our favorable and gracious God, by the power of this your word coming for us tonight, tear off our shackles and free our hands and legs, in the name of Jesus. Gracious and merciful God, by your spoken words upon us tonight, permit no wicked ones force us into slavery by any means and anyhow, in the name of Jesus. Verse 9 of that Jeremiah 30 says, but they shall serve the Lord their God and their King David, whom I will raise up for them. Yeah, meaning Judah and Israel will not serve foreigners and the gods of the strange land anymore. Hallelujah. I decree and declare by this spoken word of God upon you and upon me, you and I will no longer serve foreigners any longer in any way at any time. In the name of Jesus, we will not serve their gods like the Americans. The almighty dollar is their God. They believe in that dollar despite they have it on their currency. In God we trust, but they never trust in God. They don't trust in God. It's their forefather that trusted in God and put that on their money. But America of today, I pray that God will restore them back to himself. I pray that they will return to God and they will stop serving dollars, in the name of Jesus. And many of us foreigners, we come here and we just join them serving dollars. Dollars should be running errands for us. I decree and declare, by the power of this word of God, you will not serve dollar. Dollar will serve you. We run errand for you and for me. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that as from tonight, you and I will no longer serve even currency of our lands, especially of dollars and even of the foreign currency. In the name of Jesus, we will not be running after pounds and sterling. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to serve God, to serve Jesus, his son, forever and ever. Amen and amen. In verse 10, God declared that Jacob, Israel, his servant, should not be afraid or be troubled for what he will do. So, this word is coming for you, My brother and my sister, do not be afraid. Oh, be not troubled, for God is about to do something. Hallelujah. He said he will do it because he is God. He will do it unto us in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as the Lord our God has told us not to be afraid and troubled, so we will not by any way be afraid of anything or anyone. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will be bold even to stand up and declare God our God. Almighty God, you have spoken to liberate us from distant places of hardship. So shall it be tonight that everywhere that we have been thrown apart because of hardship, Father, tonight, Father, bring us, liberate us, take us out of that place of hardship in the name of Jesus. Daddy, liberate us from the land of hardship in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, you said it, we believe you. Bring our children that are far away back to us. Many the children is far away, the parents, you know, they don't even care about the parent. Parents don't care about the children. Once you are 18, you have your life to live. Hey, yes, they will say that, you know, a bird already, you know, nurtured, but now you can fly away anywhere. No, God is bringing our children back and they will take care of us. Oh, God is bringing them from wherever they have been scattered in the name of Jesus. And any members of our household, so the Lord will do that, children will begin to take care of their adults, of their old ones, and even the old ones we see, even their young ones, their children, and the joy of the Lord will fill their hearts in the name of Jesus. Almighty God said it, we believe you, our God. Bring our children that are far away back to us, those that are in exile, physically and spiritually, psychologically, emotionally. Bring them back, oh God, to us in the name of Jesus, by the power of your word. You said it, we believe you. Do it, oh God. Let there be performance of this, your word, in our lives in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, by the power of your word, let us return home to peace and quietness daily and at all times in the name of Jesus. Return us back to when we go out in the morning. Daddy, we are holding you by your word. This month of September and next fall, Daddy, we will go out in peace and we will return in peace in the name of Jesus. And we will return quietly, oh Lord. Even every moment, oh Lord, nothing will trouble our soul. It's in the name of Jesus. Going out this day is dangerous, my brother and my sisters, but God will bring us back home in peace. He said it. He will take you out on that road in peace and he will return you in peace. You will not go out in peace and return in pieces in the name of Jesus. God will do the same thing to each members of your household. They will go out and they will return in peace and quietness in the name of Jesus. Nothing is permitted to trouble your household member. Wherever they go, nobody is permitted to hurt them, to do them evil. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, just as God has said it, so shall it be, that no one may make you and I afraid at any time in the name of Jesus. But instead of that, your terror will fall upon all your enemies. Wherever they gather together, when they mention your name for evil, oh, your terror will fall upon them. Oh, the Lord will take out their peace in the name of Jesus, because the Lord declared it. My brother, my sister, no peace for the wicked. So shall it be unto all that are hurting you, that are wicked to you. No peace for them, says the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Jeremiah 30:11, God said to the people of Israel and Judah, I am with you. This message is from the Lord. I will save you. I send you to those nations, but I will completely destroy all of them. It is true. I will destroy those nations, but I will not destroy you. You must be punished for the bad thing you did, for the disobedience, for you not listening to my direction and my correction, for you doing that wrong thing, for you continue doing those that evil things, even against each other. This is what the word of the Lord. You will get the punishment for it, but I will discipline you fairly. What a loving God. My brother and my sister, don't let us see God's correction as it is to destroy us. No. He said it, that, but I will not destroy you. The punishment of a father is to bring us back unto himself, to return us back home, and him returning unto us. He is a God of fairness and justice. He corrects us fairly and justly. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, even as a father the son in whom he delights. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 12. Almighty God, we thank you for correcting us for our doing wrongs because of your love for us. If God did not correct you, if he did not chastise you, that means he did not delight in you. Like the Yoruba would say, Majolo Munwenyere. If the parents said that you are on your own, but God said no, I will correct you because I love you, because I delight in you, because you are my delight, you are my treasure. I will correct you to bring you back to myself. That's why you have to be happy when God corrects you, when God chastises you. His chastisement is not to destroy you, it's to correct you, to bring you back. Almighty God, we thank you for disciplining us fairly and justly at all times. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father and our God, we thank you that you will not destroy us, but you will destroy all nations, all foreigners you have used to discipline us. Let me tell you, those nations that God used to fight against Israelites whenever they sin against him, and you know, to discipline them, to give them a lash in their butt. You know, those nations, they were just doing, you know, raising up their shoulder, thinking that they have upper hand over the Israelites. No. Hear ye the word of God. The Lord said that those nations, he himself will destroy them all. I decree and declare that so the Lord will do unto you and unto me. All nations are foreigners. He has used to discipline us, to correct us, to make us to return our focus back unto him. God will destroy them in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, truly tonight, totally destroy those that have forced us into slavery in their camps and in their lands. You know, he said it. He said those that have forced them, you know, they forced the Israelites to captivity, like Nebuchadnezzar, that wicked king. Everyone that has forced you and me into slavery in their camp and in their land, today, by the word of God, God will totally destroy them in the name of Jesus. Verse 12 to 15 of Jeremiah 30 says, for thus says the Lord, your womb is incurable and your injury is beyond healing. There is no one to plead your cause. No. No healing for your wound. No recovery for you. All your lovers, alas, have forgotten you. They do not seek and long for you, for I have judged you with the wounds of an enemy, with the punishment of a cruel and merciless force, because your guilt is great and your sins are glaring and innumerable. Why do you cry out over your injury? Since it is natural result of your sin, your pain is incurable, deadly. Because your guilt is great and your sin are glaring and innumerable, I have done this thing to you. You see, what sin can bring to one's life? Let me tell you, God did not ask us to run for, the Bible did not say, God said run from devil, from Satan. But the word of the Lord said that, resist the devil, flee from sin. May the Lord grant us the grace to do that. How all of us, all of those people that gather together to punish the children of God, God said he's going to punish them. Almighty God, please forgive us, forgive our lands of our sins, and heal our incurable disease, O God. Many things that you have seen you know, diseases that are just coming up. Another one, they are saying that they are going to bring out another immunization. They are going to, it's because of sin, wickedness of the heart of man. Because our sins are so great before God. Because our sins abound. Evil actions are in abundance. Wounds and pains of the earth continues daily. Almighty God, please forgive us. Forgive our lands of our sins and that is so abound in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, forgiving God tonight. Forgive our wicked hearts that are in abundance against each other in the mighty name of Jesus. Almighty God, because you cannot be angry with us forever, have mercy on us individually and collectively. We plead for forgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive us today, O God. Heal us, O Lord. Make us whole in the name of Jesus. James chapter 2 verse 13b says, but mercy triumphs over judgment. Almighty God, let your mercy towards us win out over your judgment against us, against our lands in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Verse 16 to 19 says, therefore all who devour you will be devoured. Hallelujah. What a merciful God. What a God that answers prayers. Be at peace. Have answered your prayer. That is what God is telling you, my brother and my sister. Believe the word of God. Hear what is said concerning you and concerning me. In verse 16. Therefore, all who devour you will be devoured. I decree and declare, everything that is devouring you, the Lord devours such a thing today in the name of Jesus. He said, and all your adversaries, every one of them will go into captivity. And they who plunder you will become plunder. So shall it be. And all who pray upon you, I will give for prey. Hallelujah. Our God is a merciful and forgiving God. He showed mercy on his people and promised wellness again and healing of their wounds again. Remember, he is God and not man. To God is forgiveness, but to man is unforgiveness. God spoke hope and deliverance upon his people because of his great mercy towards them. And his mercy never ceases. Hallelujah. So our God is to us this month of September by returning and restoring even our fortunes, our captivities and all our loss to disobedience, complacency and carelessness. Almighty God, by this your word, devour all that have devoured us at any time and by any means in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, as you have said it today, devour those that have devoured us physically, spiritually, oh, financially, emotionally, psychologically, in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 17 of that Jeremiah 30 says, for I will make you well again and heal your wounds. I, the eternal one, declares to you because they have called you an outcast. Look, it is Zion, the one for whom no one cares. Oh, my sisters and my brothers, God said he's returning your health. I don't know your health condition, but hold on to this word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, merciful and gracious God, by this your word coming for us tonight, make us well again in the name of Jesus. Restore health unto us individually, collectively, O Lord. Restore health back to our lands in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, by the power of this your word, today heal us of our wounds of every kind in the name of Jesus. The wounds of our hearts heal, O Lord. Oh, skin wounds, O Lord, heal in the name of Jesus. Verse 30, verse 18 of that Jeremiah 30 says, thus says the Lord, behold, I will restore the fortune of the tents of Jacob and have compassion on his dwelling. The city shall be rebuilt on its mound and palace shall stand where it used to be. Almighty God, by your word spoken unto us tonight, restore the fortunes of our homes and have mercy on our dwelling places in the name of Jesus. Cause cause your peace to rest upon our dwelling places according to your word coming for us tonight. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, by the power of your unbroken word, rebuild our broken homes and cities in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh Lord, by your mercy today, by the word of yours, oh Lord, that is powerful, Lord, raise our broken palaces in our lands, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 19 says, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. What a God. And the voice of people that lives in joy. Oh, people that before we are living in a terrified nation, terrified city, that terrified neighborhood, that they were hearing the voice of terrible panic, you know, horrible voices, lack of no peace. Oh, here and there, running escalator. God said that these people shall proceed thanksgiving out of them, and the voice of people that lives in joy. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be decreased. I will multiply them, and they shall not be cut down. Almighty God, according to your word for us tonight, your people, Father, let there be, O Lord, procession of thanksgiving, oh Lord. Songs of thanksgiving, oh Lord, out of our mouths every day, every moment. Even this month of September and henceforth, let us live in joy continuously. As you have said it, so shall it be. Almighty God, by the power of your word, oh Father, multiply us physically, numerically, and spiritually in your love for God, in our love for God, oh Lord. Increase us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, you said this word, so shall it be, that we will not be decreased by anything. I decree and declare, your family member will not be decreased by sickness, by diseases, by death, in any way, by any means, in the name of Jesus. As the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, so shall it be. Almighty God, by the power of his word that can never fall to ground, we increase you, we multiply you, make you fruitful in all things and all area, in all my ramification of your life, in the name of Jesus. Last verse for tonight, Jeremiah 20:22. Their children will be as they were before. They will be a strong people before me. I will punish all those who make it hard for them. Oh my God. Their leader will be one of them. Their ruler will come from among them. I will bring him near, and he will come close to me. For who would have the strength of heart to come near on his own, says the Lord. And you will be my people, and I will be your God. My brother and my sister, there is none like our God, a loving, caring, and favorable God. When he restores, it is total. It's a perfect God that perfects all his works. What a total and perfect restoration of the fortunes of Judah and Israel by the Almighty God. This same God promised us this month of September and months ahead of us. Let us believe him and be in expectation for the performance of his word in our lives. God Almighty, by your word spoken unto us tonight, cause our children to prosper as they are at their creation. As you cause them to prosper at their creation, Father, in all they lay their hands on, as from tonight, cause our children to prosper as they were at their creation, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our God. Merciful, gracious God, as you have spoken it, establish us and our children as nation before you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 21 says, they will have their own ruler. He will not be a foreigner, and I will invite him to be a priest at my altars, and he shall approach me, for who would dare to come unless invited? Almighty God, as from tonight, by your spoken word, permit no foreigner to rule over our children, wherever they are, in the name of Jesus. Permit no foreigner to rule over us, in the name of Jesus. God, make our children to rule over themselves at all times. Make them to be rulers and kings and priests, O Lord, wherever they find themselves, in the name of Jesus. Make our children, O Lord, to be great in the land of the living. Make them to be priests at your altars, O Lord. Make them to love you, to be devoted unto you, O Lord. Father, draw them near to yourself in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, at this perilous time, make our children desire to approach you at all times, O Lord. Father, bring them to yourself in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Verse 22 says, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Like I said, our God is loving and a possessive God. He cannot let go of us, his people. He treasured us dearly, like the Israelites of old. He said, we shall be his people, and he will be our God. Are you not thrilled hearing this word of God? And don't you feel lifted in the spirit? Almighty God, you have spoken that we shall be your people, and so shall it be forever. In the name of Jesus, we and our household, Daddy, possess us forever. Father, make us your people forever. As you have said it, so shall it be. In Jesus' name, merciful and gracious God, you say you will be our God. As you have said it, so shall it be, that you will be our God forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Beloved, what are you waiting for? Let us declare what God has said, what he has spoken concerning us, even to the face of Satan and his cohort, that for this God is a God forever and ever. He will be our God from now even unto the dead. For this God is our God. Please sing it over and over again. Let the devil hear it, that God is your God, the Almighty Jehovah, the one that says a thing and brings to pass. He is your God. The Almighty, the Sovereign God is your God. According to Psalm 48 verse 14. So shall it be that God will be our God, and we will be his people. And all that he has spoken concerning us this month of September, because we believe him and trust him for the performance of them all, so we will be blessed of them. People will see all these promises coming to pass in our life, regardless of what is going on around us. And so shall it be that our life will be the showcase of the glory of God, because he will restore all our fortunes to the glory of his name, to the shame of the enemy, and to our joy. So shall it be. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Next week, Friday, is the no negotiation night, the third quarter. Please prepare to attend. God is coming for total restoration, and so shall it be in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. I love you. I remain your sister Becky Adedokun. Bye bye. See you next week, Thursday.